Welcome back. It's 9:06. Sunshine, 62 degrees. Welcome to my radio hut, folks. It is the morning show. I'll be sitting here till 10 o'clock talking to you. Turner Bluffus joins you then. Right now, our once-a-month chat, Grisland Wilkin Foundation, Scott Nicholson over there. Were you timing me over there?
No, I was seeing if my watch was accurate.
Oh, okay. Although maybe you're just making sure I'm on the ball, which is highly unlikely.
No, I was making sure my watch was accurate.
Well, what are we talking about this month? First, let's back up. How did your golf tournament go?
Golf tournament went fantastic. I really appreciate you putting in a word with the weatherman and getting us the best possible weather that you can have for a golf scramble.
This year, I'm not putting in a whole lot of words because it's been kind of sketchy. So I'm glad it worked out for you.
Oh, you nailed it. We had just absolutely perfect weather, perfect day on the course. 35 teams, 140 participants. It was a wonderful day, golfing with a purpose. Everybody I talked to just had a great time. Raising money for the foundation. It was wonderful.
That just gets bigger and bigger, and you're looking forward to next year.
I'm meeting with the committee tomorrow, so we'll find out what we got planned for 26 tomorrow. I don't know how you can get it bigger. You can only fit 36 teams on the course.
You'll find a way, Scott. You'll find a way.
Yeah, we'll see what
you
we can do.
You got a year.
We'll put something special on it for 26.
You brought guests to kind of class up my radio hut here. Tell me about this.
Yeah, I really I brought the average age down a little bit.
We're a
much younger, better looking crew today. So the next event that the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation has coming up is the Power of 100. And that's going to be September 18th. This time, we are doing it out at the 44 venue in Colfax.
Beautiful place.
We're taking this event on the road. That's kind of a new twist on it. But one of the themes that we're carrying through with the Power of 100 is to have local nonprofit, show up and present to us as guests what they're working on, what kind of projects are going on in the two counties that folks would like to hear about.
Right.
And so we've got three wonderful groups lined up. Bio Girls out of Colfax and Abercrombie is going to come, and they're going to talk about their programming. Three Rivers Crisis Center is also going to present, and I think they're going to focus on their Pencils Plus program, kind of school supply backpack program.
That is a great program, too.
Great program, yep. And then our guests today are representing the Active Living Committee, and they are pushing for some pickleball court expansion. And so Lori Geffrey and Sydney Wurtzema from Active Living Committee are here to talk about what they've got planned and a little bit about pickleball and what's going on there. So take it away.
Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Good to have you in here.
Thanks for having us. So first off, I'd like to thank Scott for approaching the Active Living Committee and letting us be a part of the Power of 100. We're super excited for the event. And Active Living Committee, we are super excited for this project. Everybody in the community is avid pickleball players, as I've started to learn. People love their pickleball
here. Oh, yeah. Don't mess with the pickleball players. I've learned that quick, too.
Yes. And so that is our project. We're looking to expand we have four courts right now and looking to expand on two more. And I can let Lori maybe talk on a little bit of more details later about that. But yeah, I just wanted to thank Scott for approaching us and letting us be a part of this awesome event.
And are you looking for expansion because the numbers have grown too? Because everybody I talk to seems to be playing pickleball other than me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've done, other than you, we have done surveys in the last years and the demand for pickleball has just increased and increased. And it comes up at many different committee meetings of ours,
not just
Active Living. So there's definitely a need and demand for it. And yeah, we hope we can do well at this event and get some funding to contribute to adding to two more courts.
Onward and upward. Lori, step up here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Always great to see your smiling face.
Thank you for having us.
Kind of cheer the place up here.
Well, thank you.
I love that. So what's going on here? First of all, explain what Active Living does.
So we are a committee, and we look around Breckenridge for things in need for all ages.
Right.
So anything from, like, we have little ball racks in three different areas at parks that maybe you're walking with your family and like, hey, let's go play basketball. And you obviously don't carry a basketball with you when you're on a walk and you're just want to take a little break, but the kids don't want to take a break.
Sure.
So you just stop and play basketball. And maybe your little one wants to swing, but, you know, you have a 7-year-old that's not ready to take a break so they can play basketball while everyone else is taking a break. So we just look for little things that we can spend money on, per se, that keeps people active in the
right.
community. So we just look for little ways to keep people active.
Mm-hmm. What a great resource, though. I mean,
yeah.
you know, a lot of
yeah.
towns don't have that.
Yeah.
And just looking out for people in
yeah.
need.
Yeah, so anything
that.
Anything from signage to we did like a 9-disc golf course down in Wells Memorial Park.
Which is very nice, too.
Yeah.
Drive through there a
Thank
lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So the pickleball is the next step in the thing that we're looking at. Because like Sydney had said, that we have done surveys and this is thing that obviously comes up often.
Oh, yes.
So we did do a survey, and just in the school alone, how many kids in that age group actually go play pickleball, that when they're not at school, because obviously when they're at school they have to play in Phi Ed.
Yeah.
They go with their kids, at, you know, with their friends after school to go play.
So the kids are doing it now, too, because
yeah,
you're
yeah.
myth-busting here. I was just thinking, well, this
no,
is like
no,
people
no, no,
my
no.
age,
nope,
you know.
Nope. And actually, I went to go take pictures there one day, and there was 8 science school kids there playing.
I love it.
And so I don't want to say the older people, the people mm-hmm. that you're thinking of.
People my age, just go ahead and say
okay,
it, Lord.
Okay, people your age, Bill, were waiting in line because the science school kids were playing.
Right.
So it is honestly people of all age that are playing pickleball. And there's more and more people that are having to wait in line to play pickleball because the courts are full. So, yes, we need to have more pickleball courts, but honestly, they cost $30,000.
Holy smokes.
So we just don't have $30,000 to do that. So we need money is
right.
what we need.
Yeah. Right.
So it's not something that's easily put in the budget because we don't have a very big budget.
Right.
So it's hard to do that. So we're looking for funding to do that. So
okay.
The $30,000 is used for painting the courts, the nets, windscreen.
That's tough for me
that's
too.
Tough to say.
Always.
And obviously signage is what that would be needed to
mm-hmm.
do. The windscreens are an expensive part of that, but obviously you're using a wiffle ball, so
yeah.
that's huge.
Those.
We didn't have that in the past, and it's definitely needed.
Lori,
so.
let me ask you something, too. If this comes to fruition, do you kind of have a plan mapped out
yeah.
as to where everything is going to go and what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Sounds like you're pretty well detailed
yeah.
with all this.
Yeah. So it's exactly like they currently are.
Mm-hmm.
So they would just literally be right next to the current
Perfect.
Course that they are. So
yeah.
everybody's used to where they're going and what they're currently doing. They would just be right next to it. So the community that they have, I mean, they're pretty much a big community where they are now.
Yeah.
They would just not have to wait. I mean, they would just have another space for everybody to not have to wait.
So. Talking active living, and we're talking pickleball today. I'm glad you brought these two in, Scott.
Yeah, I am too.
Because, again, they're myth-busting for
well,
me.
Well, and I can attest to, you know, the myth-busting and the age group, because I've got kids, you know, high school-age kids.
Right.
And they go and play all the time. They mom likes to go with them, and there have been times where they'll pack up in the car and head over there, and they're back in 15 minutes. It's like, it's too full. We got to go for a bike ride or go for a walk or something to get our exercise today, because the pickleball courts are full. So.
It's insane. It just
yeah.
keeps growing and growing and
yeah.
growing. So
that's a
good problem.
Yep.
That is a very good problem.
It's a great problem. These are exact kind of problems you want to have.
Sure.
You know, it's like, how can we enhance our community? What and when you have a community, you know, that is telling you so strongly what they want,
right.
there's going to be a lot of support for this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have talked to one individual who plans on attending Power of 100 to support the pickleball effort. So,
okay.
You know, that to kind of bring back what Power of 100 is and what we do with this event. So, you know, we're going to have a dinner. We're mm-hmm. going to listen to these presentations. There's a fundraising aspect to it, of course. Everything we do at the foundation is a fundraising aspect. But we're going to return, you know, those funds to the presenters that evening. So the pickleball courts will get some money that night. What'll be fun to determine is how much, because we've allocated how much we're going to give, but there will be a voting component to it. And so if you're in support of the pickleball courts, show up that night.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can buy additional votes online ahead of time and show your support that way if you can't make it that evening. But there is an element of kind of friendly competition to this.
Right.
So, you know, if you're a pickleball player and you're tired of waiting in line because the courts are full, you know, show up to Power 100, show your support that way. Go online, use our, you know, look at our Facebook page, Richland Wilkin Community Foundation. Power of 100 has its own page.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a good resource to go. Our regular Facebook page will be sharing posts and stuff, so that'll get you there. But yeah, come to the Power of 100, check it out, find out what we're all about, what Active Living is all about, Three Rivers Crisis Center and their school supply program, and BioGirls and of Colfax and Abercrombie.
Talk a little bit about the new facility. What do you think of that?
Oh boy, it's gorgeous. I've had the chance to be in there a couple times, once during construction and then recently at their open house.
Right.
Just a absolutely beautiful facility and a real amenity for our counties to have. You know, I really hope that it does, you know, very well, has a full calendar of events and so forth, and really helps you know, enhance that Colfax area. It's an absolute, the architecture on it is gorgeous, and true geeks like me, you know, can see some of the details and see what they did. And during construction when I was there, one of the contractors took a break and was showing me some of the things. It's just gorgeous. The attention to detail is superb.
Loving it. And again, the date is?
September 18th.
September 18th, yep. Folks. And again, if you missed any of this conversation, you could pick it up on our podcast, on our website, kbmwnews.com. That'll be up early this afternoon. Lori, if people got questions and they want some more information about pickleball or active living, who can they contact?
They can contact me at the city. Otherwise, we do have information on pickleball on our website, which is breckenridgemn.net. There's ways to donate. There's more information about Power of 100 on there. Otherwise, my information is all on the city as well. So otherwise, fantastic. Sydney can also help you with any of that information. All of our contact information is also on the website. So
fantastic. This has been fun. You guys come back anytime
you
want, okay?
Definitely. Thank you, Bill.
Sydney,
thank you, Scott.
Lori, Scott.
You bet. Thank you, Bill.
Pleasure to have you in here. Look forward to our conversation. And we can do follow-up on Power of 100.
So when we meet next month, the Power of 100 will be the next day.
The next day, okay.
Yep,
so we'll
see if we can't get some more guests in to join us, we'll be excited. Maybe we'll talk about the menu. We haven't even talked about the menu.
Yeah, get me going on food. That'd be good. Richland Wilkin Foundation, Scott Nicholson. So great to have you guys in here. It's 9:19 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning,
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.